This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone, wow, too much bliss. Everyone, all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And if you'd like to call us, we'll take your call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen in front of me. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. And this broadcast is picked up via satellite and the internet and rebroadcast on AM, FM stations throughout the country, as well as Republic Broadcasting Network. So if you'd like, we'd love to have you join USA Preparers, and if you'd like to call and contribute, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Today, 2 hours with senior USAPreparers.com instructor Miles. Miles is calling in from Europe. Welcome, Miles. Okay, we just lost Miles for a minute, and he'll be right back. So, Miles, how I met Miles was very interesting. Several years ago, phone rang and Miles called, and we started talking, and he told me he was from Europe, and we'd talk every couple of weeks, and then every week, and then multiple times per week. And he's a wealth of information. He lives in a village where he helps his fellow villagers with all kinds of solutions to their problems. And he's joined us here on the broadcast. He's a senior USA Preparers instructor. And he knows so much about so much. He'll be with us in just a minute. John will tell me when he's reconnected. And as a side note, there is an event this weekend at the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri. The Shrine Mosque. And it's a fair. It's a natural healing arts fair. It's Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5, Saturday and Sunday at the Shrine Mosque. Jim Stort will be there, and he'll be representing USA Preparers with Dr. Joel Wallach's products. So if you'd like to go, you're certainly invited. The Shrine Mosque, 601 East St. Louis Street, Springfield, Missouri. Adults, $5. Seniors, that'd be, I guess, over 55, $3. And children under 12 are free. I got a message from Lori, and great.
Hey, Vincent, and what are you doing?
About what?
There's no coming through. I tried to connect through Skype, and I just heard a black void, and nothing was coming there. So I tried to phone old POTS, so here we go. Sorry to jump on you right away here. Good morning, class.
Hey, Miles. Yeah. Hey, we're so glad you're here, Miles. By the way, for those who are new to that term, POTS, it's also known as POTS, POTS, stands for Plain Old Telephone Service. And the POTS system is probably the most reliable connection method there is, way up above 99.9% uptime. So the Plain Old Telephone Service, or POTS, is a fallback for many of us when things just go wrong. So welcome, Miles. Glad you're here.
Yeah, glad I am too. I had a telecom technician coming over here last week, and older guy, so he's working on the electronics somewhere there, and he comes back here and he says, God, please give me those tube systems back.
Yeah. You know, Miles, I remember working in telecom at the bank. That was my aisle, you know, of responsibility. And I remember the first time I saw a high-speed phone system connection coming into the bank, and it had this bulb on the end of this cable. And what it really was it was pressurized. They literally put gas, inert gas pressure inside the cable sheath so that the pressure inside the cable sheath would keep moisture from entering the cable. And that was the method for solving that moisture problem in the cable.
I know. We had better technology back then. It was built to last for at least 30 years. Now we have a life cycle with everything at approximately 3 to 5 years. If you look at the cars, maybe up to 7, but that's all it is.
You know, Miles, before we get into the 4 scenarios that you wanted to talk about today, I wanted to share something with you. I started talking about this with Rick Miller yesterday. Here's what happened. So we have a Dodge 1999 pickup truck. It's four-wheel drive. It's a Cummins turbo diesel, 5.9 liter. And everything was great until the alternator failed. And we didn't figure this out until about 2 days ago, what the problem was. So the alternator failed, and we went to the auto parts store, and we got a remanufactured alternator and put it in. And everything worked fine with the alternator. But then we developed some transmission problems, and this has been plaguing us for years. And then that alternator failed, and we got another one, and that failed. And so we're up to number 5 on that particular vehicle. And these alternators have come from a couple different auto parts stores. But most of them have come from a company that sells them called O'Reilly. It's a chain out here in the Midwest. Well, we were pulling the trailer, a 26-foot gooseneck trailer, and the transmission was shifting up, down, up, down. It just would not stay in any particular gear. We're talking about an automatic transmission. Well,
so it had a ground problem.
Absolutely. And that's what I wanted to share. We literally took apart all the ground wires, sanded them to bare metal where these ground wires attached to the chassis, attached to the engine. We sanded them down and then reattached them with new washers to make sure we had a good connection. Then we added more grounds. We added grounds to the transmission control computer and other computers under the hood directly to the negative terminal of the battery. And then we did one other thing. We put a drain wire, an electromagnetic radiation drain wire, radio frequency interference drain wire. And all this is a piece of bare wire, 18-gauge bare wire. We stripped it so it would be about 2 feet long. We embedded that in the wiring harness or bundle from the alternator that traveled in the engine compartment for about 2 feet. We embedded it in there, wrapped it up, and then wrapped that bundle with aluminum, sticky aluminum foil tape, and attached that to the negative terminal. So we have this negative terminal ground on the battery, actually the two batteries, and we added more wires, and the transmission shifts like it's brand new.
And wow. So now if you add another console onto your dashboard and you put a 20 Gauss magnet onto it and a little bit of electronic, you will have a wonderful Gauss meter as well.
if you take a Gauss meter inside the cabin of one of these vehicles, and I don't care what it is, you will find that the electromagnetic radiation within the cabin is very, very high. That's what I've measured. And you turn on the fan, to circulate the air, goes higher. There's plenty of electromagnetic radiation right below your feet. Well, I'm sorry, below your above your legs where it blasts your legs as you drive and your chest. No question about it. And it comes from the dash.
So let's start with electromagnetics, because I think I have an interesting part or piece for you here. I know you heard about the synthetic telepathy and that you're not a friend of, and I'm absolutely on your side and opinion here, because the frequency they're using, the 3 gigahertz, I know about experimentations, how to shut down a human mind in about that range. And so when we get that synthetic telepathy rolled out with all these magic spots to get your telephone or any kind of gadget charged up again, this might be the case that you're getting a kind of programming or a little blackouting on your mind. So that's coming. It's been rolled out now, so it's coming.
Well, Miles, as I'd like to share this with you. I was talking to our son, and he's about 24 years old. He had a chance to spend a day and a half with some of his college buddies. And he said that since graduation, these guys who used to work at the college where he attended, they used to be involved in construction. They'd put each other up on these high lifts. They'd go, you know, 2, 3, 4 stories up in the air. They'd work on the roof. They'd form concrete. They would tie rebar. They would tile the floors. They would work with sheetrock. I mean, they would work with conduit. They would work with all kinds of heavy things in new construction on campus. That's what they did in their spare time. So these guys all worked together. They were a team. They supported each other. And at moments, their lives were in the hands of the guys they worked with. So these guys were a closely knit group. And after graduation, they went their own separate ways. And what my son said was he found that the guys that used to be able to make really quick decisions, instantaneous decisions, were less able to make those decisions after they graduated. They would say, well, you know, let me check with my girlfriend, see what she wants to do. And instead of just saying, you know, that sounds great. I think it's, you know, it's 99% go. I just want to let my girlfriend know that this is the plan and, you know, see if she can make it to, you know, whatever it is. It wasn't like that. It was where they could not make decisions without checking with someone else, which before this, they were able to make instantaneous decisions. So something has happened, Miles, in society over the last year. That's what I'm saying. And I'm seeing more and more people.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, Vincent. It is now the time where your cell phone, your internet access, your telephone, what you do have is a virtual avatar. You are in an artificial intelligence computer embedded orbit. But let's get onto that after the break, and I try to reconnect now over time.
There you go. Okay, Miles will be reconnecting, and we'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. Miles, senior instructor from Europe. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Miles is with us. Miles is in Europe. You know, Miles, we're talking about decision-making and the growing trend, as I see it, toward the inability to make decisions. And I've watched a couple episodes of different series on DVD, and they have these actors, these characters who melt down. They can't take it. You know, they literally melt down. They've got multiple prescriptions in their purses, and they've got to take them. They get stuck in the elevator, and it's a meltdown situation. It's unbelievable how people are having trouble coping and making decisions. And I'm seeing this in real life more and more.
You are not here to make your own decisions. The problem that we have is that we're living in a world that has think tanks that are doing the thinking for us, and they don't want us to think. That's why you see all this technology rolled out. And what you see with psychopharmaca drugs, with Prozacs of the world, and whatever you can get on Stanton drugs, medication, this has been rolled out deliberately that we cannot be in the place to make own decisions or to be, God forbid, self-sustainable for ourselves. So these think tanks rolled out the planning of an AI system that was activated actually 3 years ago. You heard about that with Jade Helm, and they were measuring the human terrain. The human terrain is nothing more than you and what you're doing on a daily basis, where you're shopping, all your credit card information, your debit card information, your phone information, every information that is gatherable from you, even the cell phones that are next to your cell phone. Everything is being gathered and is being put into an artificial world where they can play through scenarios, group scenarios, individual scenarios, how you would respond. they know you better than you know yourself, because they already have the psychological assessment behind you made.
I was talking with one of our students, and this particular student is involved in a lawsuit against an insurance company after a car crash. And the law firm representing the insurance company, it was the fault of the person insured by this insurance company that I'm talking about, has sent a packet of information to one of our students. And they want to know, they want access to 10 years of history for texts and cell phone calls. They want to know about gynecological doctor's appointments for 10 years. They want to know about dental appointments for 10 years. They want access to purchase history. They want access to all kinds of private information. And when you think that there aren't records of these texts and phone calls, there are. And that's why this lawyer or these lawyers want access to that. So what I'm saying is, we've been saying this for years, Miles, that don't text anything that you don't want the whole world to know. Don't say anything that you don't want the whole world to know. Don't.
At this point in time, at this point in time, it is so intense that it really doesn't matter what you do with who you interface. They're collecting data because it is the biggest privatization of knowledge, of information and data on personnel. They consider us as personnel because every time you go and apply for a driver's license, you're closing a contract with them, basically applying and submitting your data and applying, basically pleading for getting the driver's license. And so in being a contractee or personnel, you have to obey by the rules and regulations, and they can't do that then. That is the big problem. We have been put on the wrong track of law, 1913 and then 1933.
Miles, there's another problem, as I see it, and that's us. Not you, not me, but yesterday I needed to buy some wheels for one of our trucks. And I went to a salvage yard, and we looked and looked and finally found four wheels that would fit the truck that we need the wheels for. And I said, do you guys take credit cards, cash, checks, with cash only? So that's great. And the cell phone, their cell phone was on the counter. And I said, you know that these things can be turned on and monitored and recorded. And they go, yeah, I don't care. I said, really? You don't care? Well, no. Even if I'm in the bathroom and no, I don't care. That's a problem if we don't care.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Miles, just to finish up that thought. So yesterday I was at the counter buying these wheels. And the phone on the counter belonged to the salesperson behind the counter. And he said, I don't care. I don't care if they listen. They can listen to me in the bathroom. They can listen, you know, wherever they want. I don't care. Miles, however, I wonder what would happen if there was a guy outside this office with a stethoscope, you know, listening through the wall outside. I wonder if someone would come out from behind that counter with a tire iron and say, what are you doing? You know, and so it's unacceptable when it's in person. It's unacceptable when the person peers over that stockade fence and watches the young girls in the swimming pool in their bathing suits. And so I looked up on the internet right now, you know, big ear. Big EAR. And I found you can go to Target and you can buy what's called a bionic ear for $34.99. And you can listen to conversations up to 300 feet away. So we have this spying that we're letting people know that it's okay. It's okay to listen into what people are doing. To me, unacceptable.
Our police helicopters that we do have here can park themselves 4 kilometers away from here and can listen to me while I'm talking to you through the window.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're paying for that, right?
Well, basically, you're paying for it as well. All your tax donations, your applications for some kind of licenses, they all go that way. So just think about that. In the 1980s, we had a movie with Roy Schneider. It was the Flying Eye. It was about a helicopter that could go into silent mode, could listen through walls, through windows. We're basically there. Back then, it was science fiction. Today, this is reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's why I travel without a cell phone. That's why I don't have a cell phone, because I don't want that thing to be turned on and monitoring me and building this dossier on me, where I've been, what I've said, what I've texted. That can't happen because I don't text.
So Miles, you tell me where there is a mountain without an address and that is not on any card, and we probably move in there together.
Yeah, yeah. I think there'd be a 0.1% of those might want to move with us, but that's all. That's all there is. I don't think there are as many of us as we'd like to think there are, because just like that man that I was telling you about, it's okay. It's okay that he's monitored and tracked. To me,
Let us go back to the situation with your tire guy. Just think about it that it's not tires that you had to buy, but let's say you wanted to buy a tractor or you wanted to buy something that is more expensive. Let's say something about $10,000. $10,000 that you have in your pocket somewhere to buy a tractor or to buy a piece of farm equipment, and you travel the wrong exit or the wrong interstate where they can measure your hundreds, how much hundreds you have on board. It makes ting, 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 and on the next stop, they stop you, and they will for sure ask you, where is this cash coming from? And you will be faced with the unusual situation that you have somebody who calls himself law enforcer collecting your money and putting you under a charge of a felony, because they might think that that money might derive out of a medical operation.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I went to the bank one day, and this was in the past. I went to the bank where they know me, and I said exactly that. I said, I'm planning on buying a tractor, but I don't know if I'm going to end up buying a tractor because I haven't seen the tractor, but I know the asking price of the tractor, and I know that I will be able to negotiate a better price for me if I have cash, and I also know that the seller has no intention of taking a check from me because he doesn't know me from Adam. So for everybody's benefit, if I bring cash with me, I will be better off, and the seller will be better off, and it just, you know, I can we can negotiate the price. I can hand him the cash. He can hand me the tractor, sign the bill of sale, and we're good to go.
That's all nice.
And,
that's all good.
Yeah. But, and I said to the bank teller, "Are you going to report me to the government because I need cash?" And they said, "Well, we can't tell you."
Well,
I said, okay.
They will.
Well, here's what we'll do. Yeah, and I said, here's what we'll do. So if there's a problem, and if I'm stopped along the way, I'm going to have that person in blue call you. And I'll say, would you tell this officer why I have cash, please? Would you tell him? And then I'm going to give the phone number of the person who was selling the tractor to the officer and say, would you call this person and ask him what the relationship with Vincent Finelli is? And then I also will have a notebook with me that has that address and the asking price and the information about the tractor all right there and the directions of how to get there. So that is my proof that I'm not committing a crime. But the bottom line is I shouldn't have to do any of that.
No, it's not a proof. It is an assumption. And the problem with the assumption is that the bank teller can assume whatever they want. They can still put you under a charge. So let me tell you how the regulation on that with the new international tax code will look like, because that part already is implemented in Europe. If you have a farm and you want to write something off, you cannot buy cash, period. You have to go through your banking account, and you have to wire the money through the banking account and having a due invoice to it. So if you want to buy something from somebody private, you better find a solution like bitcoins to trade with somebody else, not being a corporation, not being a used farm equipment or used car place, because otherwise you don't have many options. So these are the options that we have. That's the cryptocurrencies right now. You need to go through the bank. So if you buy the tractor, let's say you buy a tractor from me. Okay, I have a tractor that you want to buy from me. And you come to me, you look at the tractor, and if you want to write it off on your tax return, then you have to mandatorily go through the banking account. How do you like that?
It's an outrage. It's an outrage, and here's why. There are fewer and fewer tractors that farmers would like to buy. I'm talking about small farmers in the 200, 300-acre and less size. There are fewer tractors that we would want to buy because more and more of those tractors are computer-controlled, and you absolutely positively can't fix them unless you have that computer interface, like the John Deere. You call your John Deere dealer, and for $120 an hour, they'll come in and tune up your tractor with the computer. We don't want those, and we don't want the ones that use DEF, the diesel exhaust fluid. We want the good, old-fashioned, easy-to-fix mechanical tractors, and there are fewer and fewer of them because they're not being made anymore.
And there's
so
cash for clunkers
the market,
for them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So our why would I want to buy a tractor that I have to buy a $10,000 computer to keep operational? Why would I want to do that?
Well, it's not only the tractor with the computer. It is now that you enter a license agreement that you cannot touch the computer, because otherwise you would commit
copyright infringement.
Copyright infringement. Right. So you're not entitled to do anything with that. You're just a user. You're buying something just to use it, but you cannot repair it. You can't do anything with that. But let's go back to the monetary aspect here. The monetary aspect is that with the next big crisis that hits the USA, and you will have the president coming out on TV, be aware that the new international taxing code, among other surprises for you, will be launched with you. Because America is in big, big shambles. You have so much debt you cannot repay. So in order to get more control over everything, the cash needs to go. Sweden already does that, and here, as you can see, all the other EU countries have the legislation that you only can write something off your taxes if you have a commercial invoice and it goes through a bank account. So in your case, if you want them to buy that tractor from me, we need to talk about Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is going to be the way how you can travel without cash being taken, going a place where somebody else can accept the Bitcoin and have it exchanged into other currencies, or just stay with the Bitcoin. And I think this is a vital part that we need to discuss, how to obtain them, what to do with them when you obtain them, or how to store them, and how you could use them, and how you interface with others then.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, so let's start about a very basic thing. We have been introduced in 2008 to the cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies are nothing else than a algorithm that keeps on producing with so-called miners, that is somebody who is mining for bitcoins. And they were mining 25 bitcoins a day until the last month. So last month, we had the so-called halving, because the Bitcoin is not going to made like in infinitely like they did that with the dollar. There will be a maximum amount of 21 or 24 million Bitcoins. It's a hyperbolic curve where it will never reach 21 or 24 million, but it will get closer to that. And on the way to there, it has been cut in half many, many times. So we just had that halving, and the Bitcoin on his way to the halving went from $480 to $680. Now it's back down to $570. And with the next big disaster or the next big bank failure, for when the bailouts then really do hit the mainstream media, the Bitcoin will go through the roof, and I expect it over 1,000. So it's a good time to go into Bitcoin today and to familiarize with that, because that will be the only option how you will be able to trade something if you don't take the silver or gold or the money with you that can be taken from you. How you can trade something, used goods, on a base from one person to the other person.
Yeah, and as I do more and more research about products, I'm finding that I can buy them directly from China and Hong Kong and so forth. And then how do you pay for them? And I guess that's the answer right there. We'll be right back. Miles, you're a senior USA Preparedness instructor, and we're going to be talking about scenarios, cattle prices, food supply, hay cuttings, and what's going on with the weather. Please don't touch that dial.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
You've got your
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Tess Miles is with us, and he's telling us about these alternative currencies. And Miles, as you said, the current price of Bitcoin is $576 in dollars, $576 U.S. Federal Reserve notes. Equals one Bitcoin. How do we obtain a Bitcoin?
There's a problem in obtaining the Bitcoins because you can register to these coin exchanges such as Coinbase or Bitfix or whoever there was or is. What they want to do is they want you to register with a fully authentication who you are. So you will need a camera in order to find order to identify yourself with your driver's license or a passport, where they shoot then a picture of you. And I personally, I don't like that. But that's the only way how you can do that, because they have to follow rules and regulations that have been placed upon them by the feds. So that's the way to go. You need to register to a Coinbase or to some kind of coin exchange, and then you will be placed under a $20 buying limit per day for a certain time. I think it's a week or two. So when you register today, you will be able to buy through certain coin dealers, Bitcoin dealers, and dealer hubs with your credit card. Some will accept PayPal. They have a markup of between 5 and 10%. Or if you use PayPal and if you use the credit card. Or you can wire the money, and as soon as it hits your new account, your new Bitcoin account, you will be able to purchase from euros, from any kind of currency, into the Bitcoin. So you need to start now in order to be unlimited buyer within a week or two. So it requires you to buy Bitcoins in a range of $20 per day.
Well, that sounds like a tremendous hurdle, just being able to spend $20. $20 doesn't buy much anymore.
Well, so, you have another opportunity here, and that is the so-called localbitcoins.com. Localbitcoins.com, if you register there, it's a database. It's one of the databases that there is where you can find somebody in your region or even locally that is trading you the Bitcoin, and you can meet with him. So you can give him the cash into your hand, into his hand, and he is sending the Bitcoin to your wallet. You can be right there, and there's a couple of wallets that you then need to use, but let's first go into the purchasing. So the local Bitcoin has the upside that you don't have to buy it somewhere. You can obtain a Bitcoin, a full Bitcoin, or two or three or five, depending on how much you want to buy. And you don't have that $20 hurdle placed upon you. Nevertheless, you need to register here, and they want to have authentication because they simply have to do that. It's not a it's nothing that is like a pirate ship, and you can do everything anonymous. If you have a friend who already is trading or buying Bitcoins, you can go to him or her and ask them whether they sell you a Bitcoin in cash or you wire the money, and then you turn it into your Bitcoin account on your computer or on the internet. There are a couple of wallets. So the next step would be, before you register, you need a wallet that you can install on your computer. And for the ones who have cell phones, you can have wallets on your cell phone as well. So when you go somewhere locally and you want to exchange dollars for Bitcoin or euros for Bitcoin or whatever, any kind of currency there is, you can go directly there with your cell phone, have a wallet on your cell phone, and you can do the transaction right away, and you see it happening right away on your cell phone.
Miles, when we come back, would you share with us any concerns you might have about installing this on my computer? Because do I think my computer is going to last 10 years from now? I don't think so. Do I think if I had a cell phone that I'd still be using that cell phone 10 years from now? I don't think so. So how do you move this from cell phone or computer to computer? Or how do you make sure that you have it when your computer quits or your cell phone quits? We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Miles in Europe is with us, senior USA Preparers instructor. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.